It's Coast 93.1. Good morning. Thank you for starting your day with The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. That's Imagine Dragons. It's the 5 o'clock club, which means we look for you to be the first call of the day.
The first call of the day.
Number one.
On the line.
Your call is what we'll now take.
On the line.
Say hi to Kelly and Blake.
And Todd.
And to Todd. We can't believe you're awake. The first call of the day.
Coast 93.1, hello.
Hello.
Who's this? Megan.
Oh, Megan.
Where? Oh, boy. How often do you have to correct people? Hi, Megan. No, it's Megan.
Right.
I hope I don't say it like that, but yeah.
Oh, good. All right, Megan, where are you? Sorry.
I'm driving to Higgins Beach right now.
Oh, what for?
Oh, I go to Higgins Beach like 5 times a week or so with my dog.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
I live in Southport. I actually live in Willard Beach, but
why don't you just go over there?
I mean, don't tell anybody, but I don't like to see people.
Oh, okay. You don't like people. She says as she calls a radio station at 5 a.m.
No, I see people all day long, and so in the morning, I just want to, like, have my, you know, my conversation with my dog without people answering.
Totally. What do you do for work, Megan?
I own a small business in Portland.
Oh, so
what
you want
to
give it a little plug?
Sure. It's the Honey Exchange on Stevens Avenue.
The Honey Exchange, and do you only exchange honey?
Wait, I feel like I've heard of it.
No, we teach beekeeping, and we sell beekeeping equipment and bees, and then we also have a retail store with honey and mead and candles and things, you know, other products that are related directly or like one step removed from honeybees.
Wow.
Oh, I'm checking you out right now. Very cool.
Thank you. Yeah,
you probably got mad this week earlier. I said I didn't know stuff about bees, and I got some hate mail. I just want to apologize.
She kills bees. She's a bee murderer.
No, but
she
I'm
actually
not,
walks around
no,
with a can of Raid.
No, well, I do have a can of Raid.
And just sprays bees.
But I do only the bad bees, not your bees, Megan.
How often do you get stung?
Like in the summer, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a hard question because I often sting myself up first. I know that's weird. I have arthritis, but I sting the arthritis and it makes the arthritis hurt less.
Okay, hold on a minute. You deliberately get a bee to sting you because it helps your arthritis?
Yes. If you have sort of low-level chronic inflammation and you sting it with a honeybee sting, your body will react to the sting and it'll sort of take away the low-level inflammation when it clears out the reaction to the sting.
Okay, that sounds science-y, and I'm sure it makes sense, but to my brain, it doesn't.
It sounds like you're replacing one pain for the other.
Right.
But the pain that you're replacing with is temporary, and then the long-term effects are long-term.
Oh, okay. How do you get them to sting you in a certain place?
Come on!
If you pick up a honeybee with a pair of tweezers and put her down on your skin, she will sting you wherever you put her.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. This
her.
Is...
Now, wait a minute. You say her, so does that mean it's the queen?
No. All the worker bees are female.
Oh.
Thank you very much, aren't they? Aren't they, Megan? It's been about time someone said that out loud.
Yeah.
Okay? All the worker bees are female.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they have stingers. Drones are males, and they do not have stingers.
Oh,
again.
The drones are males, and they don't have stingers. How about that?
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
But now, I was going to answer your actual question, which is how many times do I, like, accidentally get stung?
Yeah, yeah.
In a summer, I would say... it really depends. Like maybe between 10 and 50 times.
Okay. And I'm guessing this is a dumb question. Are you allergic?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
What an odd career path to take if you were.
Okay. Wow. Well, it has been a pleasure, Megan.
It really has.
Yeah, you can be our official. You know, it's good to have a. You know, like on CNN. They go to the that's the congressional expert. Oh, that's the Supreme Court expert.
Yeah.
That's the military expert. You're going to be our bee expert, okay?
Yes.
So I love that.
Anytime we have a question about bees, you know, we're going to toss it over to you.
Yep.
That sounds great. You, yeah, you can find me at the Honey Exchange. That's where I am.
The Honey Exchange
good
on
job,
Stevens
girl.
Ave. All right.
Yep. awesome. Thanks, guys.
Have All right, time. Megan.
What is that? What is that? What is it? Oh, no, no, not the beast. Not the beast.
That's the sound of Megan's arthritis.
Here it comes.
Well, have a great morning at the beach, okay?
Thanks, you guys. Have a great day.
You
All
too.
Right, you too.
Bye.
The first call of the day.